Good Wednesday to you, Squamish. According to Environment Canada, we can expect a mix of sun and cloud today. The wind will be light, except blowing from the north 30 km per hour over southern sections this morning. Tonight, we can expect it to become cloudy before morning with a 30% chance of showers. We will see a high of 5°C today and a low of -1°C overnight. After today, we are back to showers or rain through Sunday, with a chance of snow on Friday, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Kindakan Rocks, in Haida Gwaii, which hit 11.5°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in all of Canada. The high in Squamish yesterday was 3°C. The coldest spot in BC on December 10 was Clinton, located approximately 40 kilometers northwest of Cache Creek and 30 kilometers south of 70 Mile House, which dropped to -18.6°C. Today's hotspot is slated to be Kindakan Rocks, which could reach 12.5°C. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Fort Nelson, which is set to dip to -21°C. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on December 11th is at 8:01 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:12 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its first quarter phase. The moon's illumination is currently 81.74%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 1:37 p.m. Moonset is at 3:27 a.m. Tides. The next low tide today was at 7:09 a.m. Height, 3.03 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next high tide will be at 1:12 p.m. 4.78 meters. The final low tide will be at 8:41 p.m. 1.08 meters, seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, water temperature in Howe Sound today is 8.3°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2015 and was 8.4°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2012 at 5.4°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 7.1°C in the next 10 days. December's average water temperature in Howe Sound is 7.2°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 8.9°C. Events to note: there's always something going on in this town. Here's what caught our eye. On now to Deck.14, check out Squamish at dusk at 38,550 Loggers Lane from 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. Enjoy magical evenings of illumination at Squamish at dusk, which brightens Rose Park for 3 weekends from November 28. Experience immersive environments, light art, and interactive light installations, reads the listing. Tonight, get your laugh on with Step Out. Improv and comedy, at Trickster's Hideout at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Welcome, laugh lovers and chuckle chasers. Get ready to experience the ultimate comedy extravaganza that will leave your ribs sore and your cheeks hurting from grinning ear to ear, reads the listing. Deck 12 is the Winter Gala, 24, at Howe Sound Secondary School at 38,430 Buckley Avenue, from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Come out and eat a fabulous holiday buffet meal prepared by our hospitality students, followed by entertainment provided by the music students. Don't forget to bring your wallet to bid on auction items, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Christmas Tree Safety. If you put up a real Christmas tree, the BC Office of the Fire Commissioner and Squamish Fire Rescue offer the following tips to ensure you trim the tree safely this holiday season. Ensure it is 1 meter from any sources of heat. Check all light strings for signs of wear or damage, and always turn lights off before leaving the house or going to bed. Never use lit candles on a tree. Water it daily to ensure it does not dry out. Winter health and wellness tips. With winter upon us, Vancouver Coastal Health released the following tips and resources to keep locals as safe and healthy as possible this season. Preventing slips and falls. Beware of icy conditions, as everyone is at risk. Walk safely by planning routes, choosing cleared pathways, opting for non-slip footwear, and considering the use of canes or walking aids. Seniors, remember many falls can be prevented. Stay active and adhere to health guidelines to maintain your strength. Learn more about fall prevention at Preventing Falls as You Age, HealthLink BC. Ensuring road safety during winter conditions. Budget extra time for travel and be mindful of weather conditions. Remain vigilant to avoid driver fatigue. Equip your vehicle with winter tires and an emergency kit. Keeping up with vaccinations. Flu vaccines are recommended for everyone 6 months and older. COVID-19 vaccinations and booster doses are essential for maintaining immunity. Learn about vaccine recommendations via the province's Get Vaccinated system. Practicing good respiratory hygiene. Consider masks for indoor settings and shield coughs, sneezes using your elbow. Regularly clean your hands and avoid face touching. If feeling unwell, stay home and limit contact, especially with vulnerable individuals. Healthcare resources. Personalized care. Your family doctor or nurse practitioner knows your health needs best. If you don't have one, register at healthlinkbc.ca. Pharmacy services. Visit seeyourpharmacist.ca for prescription refills and minor issues. BC pharmacists treat select minor issues like allergies, cold sores, acne, pink eye, and urinary tract infections. General health questions. Call 811 to speak with a nurse anytime. Mental health concerns. Visit vch.ca/mentalhealth. Non-life-threatening health issues. Visit the clinic for same-day care. Vaccinations. Book flu or COVID-19 shots at getvaccinated.gov.bc.ca or 1-833-838-2323. Emergencies. Call 911 or go to the emergency department. Check wait times at edwaittimes.ca. District dump alert. Construction at the transfer station at the Squamish landfill began on deck 9. This will cause major delays for customers for 1 to 2 weeks, the district says. According to the Muni, impacts will include degree limited access. Only one car will be allowed at the transfer station at a time, with limited access to bins. Degree special items not accepted. Tires, accepted for free at OK Tire and Cal Tire, large appliances, accepted at ASM Squamish, and small electronics and appliances, accepted at GFL Depot on Queensway. Degree invasive species disposal. The disposal of invasive species will not be accepted during this period. Normal operating hours will remain in effect, but we kindly ask the public to limit waste drop-offs during this time. Thank you for your patience and understanding, reads a social media post from the District of Squamish. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. On BC roads and highways where winter tires are required, passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive; Third Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on east side; Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on west side; Fourth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; Fifth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; Sixth Avenue, entire street, no parking on west side; Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue; Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent, no parking on east side; Edgewater Crescent, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent; No Name Road, entire street, no parking on east side; Brothers Place, entire street, no parking on south side; Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue, no parking on east side; Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac, no parking on south side; Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road, no parking on east side; Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way, no parking on north side; Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road, no parking on west side; Glacier View Drive, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to Squamish, CA, winter parking. Issues to note on the highway: No Drive BC warnings to note today. Gas prices: in Squamish, regular gas is going for 167.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Drive. In Whistler, fill up for 168.9 per liter at the Co-op, located at 2101 Lake Placid Road. In Pemberton, you can fill up for 167.9 per liter at the Petro-Canada station, located at 1440 Portage Road. According to GasBuddy, one of the least expensive places for gas today in BC is Silverdale, a semi-rural neighborhood of the District of Mission, where you can fill up for 135.9 per liter. At the Canco, located at 29684 Loheed Highway, the cheapest you will pay for gas in Vancouver is 159.9 per liter at the Mobile, 350 Southeast Marine Drive. Latest from SAR.